Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 842. Sister Chrysostom came to visit me today. She brought some lemons and apples and a tiny Christmas tree. I was delighted with them. Through Sister Chrysostom, Mother Superior asked the doctor, Adam Silberg, to let me come home for Christmas, and he readily agreed. I was very happy and burst into tears like a little child. Sister Chrysostom was surprised that I looked so bad and had changed so much, and she told me, You know, little Faustina, probably you will die. You must be suffering a great deal, sister. I answered that I was suffering more that day than on other days, but that it was nothing, and that, for the salvation of souls, it was not too much. O merciful Jesus, give me the souls of sinners. December 24th, 1936. During Holy Mass today, I was united in a particular way with God and His Immaculate Mother. The humility and love of the Immaculate Virgin penetrated my soul. The more I imitate the Mother of God, the more deeply I get to know God. Oh, what infinite longing envelops my soul! Jesus, how can you still leave me in this exile? I am dying of longing for you. Every touch of my soul by you wounds me immensely. Love and suffering go together. Yet I would not exchange this pain caused by you for any treasure, because it is the pain of incomprehensible delights, and these wounds of the soul are inflicted by a loving hand. Sister C. came in the afternoon and took me home for the holidays. I was happy to be reunited with the community. As we were riding through the city, Krakow, I imagined it was the town of Bethlehem. As I watched all those people hurrying about, I thought, Who is meditating today in recollection and silence on this inconceivable mystery? O pure Virgin, you are traveling today, and so am I. I feel that today's journey has its symbolism. O radiant Virgin, pure as crystal, all immersed in God, I offer you my spiritual life. Arrange everything that it may be pleasing to your Son. O my Mother, how ardently I desire that you give me the infant Jesus during the midnight Mass. And I felt such a living presence of God in the depths of my soul that it was only by sheer willpower that I restrained my joy in order not to show outwardly what was going on in my soul. Before the vigil supper, I entered the chapel for a moment to break the wafer spiritually with those dear to my heart. I presented them all by name to Jesus and begged for graces on their behalf. But that wasn't all. I commended to the Lord all those who are being persecuted, those who are suffering, those who do not know His name, and especially poor sinners. O little Jesus, I fervently ask you, enclose them all in the ocean of your incomprehensible mercy. O sweet little Jesus, here is my heart. Let it be a little cozy dwelling place for yourself. O infinite majesty, with what sweetness you drew close to us. Here there is no dread of the thunderbolts of the great Jehovah. Here there is the sweet little Jesus. Here no soul is afraid, although your majesty has not lessened, but only concealed itself. After supper, I felt very tired and was in pain. I had to lie down, but I kept vigil with the Most Holy Mother, awaiting the arrival of the little child. December 25th, 1936, Midnight Mass. During Mass, God's presence pierced me through and through. A moment before the elevation, I saw the Mother of God and the infant Jesus and the good old man, St. Joseph. The Most Holy Mother spoke these words to me. My daughter, Faustina, take this most precious treasure. And she gave me the infant Jesus. When I took Jesus in my arms, my soul felt such unspeakable joy that I am unable to describe it. But, strange thing, after a short while, Jesus became awful, horrible-looking, grown up and suffering. And then the vision vanished. And soon it was time to go to Holy Communion. When I received the Lord Jesus in Holy Communion, my soul trembled under the influence of God's presence. The next day, I saw the divine infant for a brief moment during the elevation. Here, St. Faustina shares that one of the sisters did visit her, bringing some gifts, and she finds out that she will be allowed to be with her community for Christmas. And she says that she cried like a baby. It shows how much her community meant to her and how hard it was to be alone in the hospital. A religious family is like a regular family. We can have misunderstandings and disagreements, but usually we still want to be with our family at the holidays. On the morning of Christmas Eve, Faustina writes of feeling very united with Mary, and she says Mary's love and humility penetrated her soul. That afternoon, she was driven home. As they drove through Krakow, she felt like the Holy Family heading to Bethlehem for the birth of Christ. On Christmas Eve, before the traditional breaking of the Christmas wafer and the exchange of greetings with the members of her community, she went into the chapel to exchange the wafer spiritually with her family and her other dear ones, and those who she is interceding and praying for, those most in need of God's mercy. And she asked Jesus to bless them. And then at midnight Mass, Mary asked Faustina to hold the infant Jesus, as Faustina had wanted to do. She experienced immense joy. But then she was given an insight that this child would grow up to die on the cross. Mary must have spent her life with the thought that Jesus would have to suffer to save us, as Simeon had prophesied at the presentation.